people over asking over here if we can change the time in the winter to 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, you got to announce it so everybody hears you.
Huh?
Yeah.
So you want to do 8 o'clock in 2 weeks on today?
Yeah.
Chavod. No shear next week. The shear now will be starting at 8 o'clock. No shear next week. See you, Mashas. Following week, 8 o'clock.
Now you have a group.
On time.
Send it a message.
Pinkler.
With your permission.
Chavod.
Ali says the last day of Hanukkah, it is Gemara Chatima. Even though Ali says Hashem judged us already in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, again, be ready, Ali says, the last day of Hanukkah, again, court case. I didn't do anything. What is the problem? I'm fine. Hashem signed me and I'm okay. I said, but I have to go into court again. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu really judges a person once a year. And here's the four times, says Ari. A very powerful line. The Rambam describes the mitzvah of Hanukkah. He gives Hanukkah a title and a compliment. So he doesn't give to any other mitzvah. It says, mitzvah ner Hanukkah, mitzvah chaviva ad meod. Gemara says, you should never say such a thing about anything. Gemara says, the person says, listen, I like this Gemara, I don't like this Gemara. The Gemara says, it's a major sin. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Sinai. How could you say, I love this one, I don't love this one? How could you say? It has to be equal. Nevertheless, the Rambam gives a compliment to Hanukkah. He doesn't give to any other mitzvah. The mitzvah chavivad meod, very dear mitzvah. And Rambam continues that the halacha, everybody must have oil or a candle, and if you don't, you have to sell yourself, you have to sell your clothing to buy a little oil, to buy a little candle. And I say, well, what's so important about it? Of course, some chachamim say it's like advertise a miracle. Maybe to advertise a miracle, you have to do such a thing, but still. What Chachamim wants from me? I should sell my clothing to advertise. It's very, not to say that, but it's very strange. Chachamim will tell you, because something, the beginning of Hashmonaim decided to light a menorah, that I should sell my clothing and I got no job. And I got no job, I don't have to buy tefillin, I don't have to buy tzitzit, I don't have to have sukkah, I don't have to have shofar, I don't have to have matzah on Pesach, I don't have to have anything. Hashem never expected me, besides machzitz shekel, this half a coin, everybody should give half a coin. Half a coin, I can afford half a coin. I can't afford oil, I'm sorry. There's no answer, there's no excuse. You got to have it. I can't afford it. Doesn't matter. Yeah, I don't put filin, I don't sit, I don't do nothing. I don't do kiddush, nothing. It's a very strange thing. But you see the powerful of this mitzvah of Hanukkah. As well, Chachamim tell us this mitzvah of Hanukkah, according to a few opinions, we say Mashiach will come. Likewise, Purim. Still, but Hanukkah was made right after Purim. The Gemara says Esther Sofanisim. The Gemara says, really, you should know Esther is the end of all the miracles. This is already known to him, and it's 207 years before the Mishnah was destroyed. There's only one, the prophecy anymore. Ma says, that's it. Esther is the last one. They came to Hashmonaim, a new one, a new mitzvah, for generations to come. Every year, you got to do it. And what really happened? What happened? So the way the Gemara describes it, nothing special. It's a very, very minor thing. They came to Beit HaMikdash and the Maccabim, the Hashmonaim, they couldn't find oil. Finally, they found a very small pitcher of oil. Should have lasted one night, it lasted eight nights. Okay, so. It's very nice. It's nice. But the Gemara says there's endless miracles in Beit HaMikdash. Endless. In the menorah and without the menorah, they throw it all the time with miracles. So, what's the big deal? They found an oil. Okay, so. And if they wouldn't find an oil, so what? It has nothing to do with oil. What's the big deal about oil? So you don't have oil. So you don't let them know. Come to Rambam and said they couldn't find any oil. It took 8 days to find good oil. They went someplace and squeezed oil. By the time they came back, it was 8 days. That's why the picture was enough for 8 days. Because after 8 days, you don't need a miracle anymore. Why? Because you have no oil. Okay, so if you wouldn't have oil, you wouldn't have oil. So Hashem showed something that you wanted the oil to burn in the Beit HaMikdash, and you wanted to show a miracle. Since Hashem could, the same way that they found one picture, if Hashem would have wanted, they would have found eight pictures. Hashem can do anything. Anything is from Hashem. It's not they found the picture. Hashem made sure they're going to find one picture, and you see Hashem with a miracle. So it means Hashem wanted us to understand that Hanukkah is the oil, and Hanukkah is a miracle, and Hanukkah is a time that Hashem wants to give us a message. And the message with oil. So what's the message? What was the message? Here comes the Gemara and says, listen, this message is so important that you don't have it in any other mitzvah. So what is this? This is the Gemara. Originally, the Chashmu Naim, the Bedin, decided that everybody should light one candle per night. Doesn't matter how many people in the house. You don't have to add anything. Just one. And Chachamim said, you know what? If you want to beautify the mitzvah, so light candles according to the numbers of the house people. What if they have eight people? You have eight, no. They have ten or 15 or. And Chachamim said, you know what? It's even better. Add a candle every night. Doesn't matter how many people in the house. First night one, second night, come to Shulchan Aruch. I said, everybody please follow the third stage. This is called the ultra beautify the candle. And again, there's no other mitzvah that is such a thing, the stages. And the Shulchan Aruch not even bring the first two stages. Look at Shulchan Aruch, it says, what are you supposed to do, Hanukkah? First night one, second night two, third night three. I said, excuse me, Rabbi Shulchan Aruch, you wrote Shulchan Aruch. You should have wrote, listen, the first night one, the second night one, the third one night one. If you want to be extra fanatic, you don't want to be a modern Orthodox, then you all do. Okay. Shulchan Aruch should have said it. Shulchan Aruch immediately jumped to the higher description of what we call Mehadrin Min HaMehadrin, the best, the top of the car, the best. I said, why the best? I don't know. How come this mitzvah has such a thing? What is this mitzvah? Come to Gemara and tell us something about creation. So the Gemara tells us a few information about creation. The first information the Gemara says like this, look, we did a golden calf, Renu Lo Alechem. Moshe Rabbeinu came on Yom Kippur with the new tablets. And told us, Hashem told me to tell you to build the Mishkan for Hashem. Who wants to give a donation? Please, from your heart. I don't know what it means exactly, but you know, maybe Hashem said it. Okay. So the Torah says, the way the Gemara explained, the Torah says, in 3 days, everybody brought all the donations that Moshe had to announce. Nobody should bring any more with too much. So this is 3 days, it means this is the day before Sukkot. Then they started to build the Mishkan, and the Mishkan was finished on Hanukkah. There was no Hanukkah, it was Kislev those days. There was no Hanukkah yet. So Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Mishkan was finished, he told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, okay, we want to put it up. Hashem said, you know what? Put it in storage, $1. You know? Where's the $1? Keep it till Pesach. I'm not Pesach, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He said, I have every reason. Every reason, because Yitzchak was born on Nisan, I don't want it on Kislev. Says the Gemara that Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Mishkan is all ready. Hashem said, you know, put it away now. Few months was put away, and on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Moshe built the Mishkan. Moshe built the Mishkan, says the Gemara, Hashem said, so I got to pay the month of Kislev a reward or compensation, since the Mishkan was on, and I didn't want Moshe to put it on, the Mishkan was ready, So I postpone it. Let me do something for this month Kislev. And Hashem aimed it to celebrate Chanukah, Chanukah, Chanukah. The Gemara said everything was planned for Makadosh Baruch Hu. He came out of Egypt. He came out of Egypt. We did the golden calf. After the golden calf, Makadosh Baruch Hu told us to do a Mishkan. We did the Mishkan. Mishkan was finished. Hashem said, you know, don't put the Mishkan. So what today? Today is Chafei Kislev, they say. It was the first day of Chanukah. Again, there's no Chanukah yet. I said, what is it all about? I said, I don't understand. Moshe happened to be that he finished the Mishkan on Kislev. Okay, maybe you can say it happened to be. Okay. And Hashem doesn't want it. Okay, so Hashem doesn't want it. Okay, Hashem has a reason. Okay, fine. Then Hashem said, listen, I got to pay the month of Kislev. You got to pay the month of Kislev. What does it mean? You went to do something you didn't do, so you got to pay the month of Kislev. It's nothing to do with the month of Kislev. It's a date, it's a calendar. Something happened. Okay, I did it. Okay, listen, you postponed something. You didn't hurt the month of Kislev. You didn't hurt somebody. It's not that you insulted somebody. It's the month. Month is no. Hashem is going to do it. Hashem is going to plan that on Chanukah, on Kislev, the Maccabim will come, enter Bet HaMikdash, and open Bet HaMikdash. This is a repair. A payment for the month of Kislev. So, what is the payment for? What happened? Kislev is not an entity to get insulted. What is it? As we know that in Chanukah, that's what we read in Beit HaKnesset every morning on Chanukah, Parshat HaNesi'im. This is Moshe opened the Mishkan Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and every president for the next 12 days. Sacrifice certain things, and then Aaron was not invited, and Aaron was depressed, and Aaron came to Moshe and said, look, how come me, nothing? Hashem told Moshe, Baruch Ata Noot, tell Aaron, you listen, you the greatest. Since the Ramban, Hashem hinted, he found in his scroll, that Hashem told Moshe, go tell Aaron, Chanukah is coming. You grandchildren of the Choshmonaim, they'll invent something that's better than the whole Mishkan. But what's better? What's better? Everybody has his own obligation. His own, you're the greatest. You're going to let them know. Big deal, let them know. What do you mean to let them know? I wanted to do now. And Moshe opened the Mishkan. He says, no. Don't do anything in Mishkan. You're going to let them know, and that menorah is, it means Hanukkah. Says, again, what does it mean exactly? So comes the Gemara and says like this. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he created this world, he decided to create this world. He decided to make a calendar for us. And it's a whole story about the calendar. But we're going to say only, what we need to explain to Hanukkah. Hashem said, I'm going to make Chodesh Tishrei. And the sun in the horoscope of Tishrei is a scale. That's because this month, or it's going to be Rosh Hashanah, and I'm going to take the file of the people and put them on the scale. And the sign of this month is Muznaim, scale. The next month, Scorpio. Scorpio. Says the Hashem said it to somebody, to an entity. I says, why Scorpio? It says, because in Gehenom you have Scorpio. And after Rosh Hashanah, after Tishrei comes Cheshvan, I says, a lot of people might go to Gehenom, and some people don't go to Gehenom, but Hashem considers them they're going to go to Gehenom. And then Hashem said, Kislev, this month that we are at, Hashem said, the son of Kislev is a bow and arrow. So this entity asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is it all about? It says, you know, you shoot an arrow, it means I will shoot people out of Gehenna. That's the secret of this month. And Ari says, this is the best month of the year. He says, better than Adar, and all the months on the year. Ari has a calendar of bad days that people should not do business on every month. Because it's going to be, business will not be as successful if you would postpone it from that day. So every month, has bad days. The worst month is this one that's coming now, Tevet. Tevet is the worst. Worse than Menachem, worse than Tammuz, worse. The best month of the year that has only 5 bad days according to the Aris calendar is Kislev. The best month of the year. Better than Adar, better than Nisan. The best is Kislev. Who said Hashem said it? Hashem said the son of Kislev is a born error. And it means Hashem is going to take people out of the Gezerah of Gehenna. So they say, Aris says, other people say, as a person thinks he had a very good Rosh Hashanah, a very good Yom Kippur, a very good Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, and says, you think it's good, but you know, a few years ago, you didn't have such a good one. It's not Hashem erased what happened a few years ago. Hashem extended. It's extension. So one day, Hashem, something happened. He said, Hashem, something happened. I was so good last year, and I'm sure Rosh Hashanah I did very well. So the leader, the other Chachamim say, yeah, it's true, this food was good for you. That food was good even 2 years ago, but 10 years ago was not good for you. 15 years ago was not good for you. Hashem did not erase it. It's on the file. Hashem keeps the files. And Hashem doesn't look at the files. But says, one day Hashem wrote, 15 years ago, something will happen. I didn't know the guy personally. His name was Rabbi Shiloh Rafael. I went to Yeshiva. And he used to go to Yerushalayim, Hebron. He used to go across the street to Hasidei Gur. It was a big baby over there, bigger Bet Israel. And this guy, Shiloh Rafael, stood over there, and the Rebbe walked over to him and says, why are you thinking so much? You have another 30 years to live. Just like this. Another 30 years. So he went home, and he wrote in a notebook this. I was in the Knesset, and the rabbi told me I have 30 years more to go. I know the story from inside. Okay. He got sick, he got a bad sickness. And one day the doctor told his wife, this is any day he'll die. So she went to the Rebbe's successor, because the Rebbe died already. The one that told him 30 years died already. So she told him, listen, my husband acts like nothing. You know, he walks, he eats, he does this. Doctor says, any day can die. So maybe the Rebbe, you're the successor. You know the Rebbe. So you go tell him, listen. You have to prepare yourself. You go to Olam Haba. It was Al-Bedin, it was Dayan, it was a Mitch, a guy in Yerushalayim. His father was Sar HaBriyut, the minister of health in Israel. He was Moshe Rav Kook, a Mitch, a guy. So the Rebbe said to her, listen, he's a big man. I leave it up to him. She comes home. He calls her. So Rabbi Shiloh Farah Zochnevacha calls her and says, listen, I want to show you something. He opened up the notebook. He said, look what it says over here. The Rebbe told me something, but I won't tell you exactly what he told me. He told me like this. In 30, you have another 30 years to live. And he told me like this. If I'm going to live more than 30 years, something's wrong with me. So I hope I'll die right now. And I don't know if it's a few days, a few hours, he'll die. And sometimes, Chachamim said, as a person, all of a sudden, something happened to him. It didn't happen to you now. It didn't happen less than Shoshana. It happened to your Shoshana before. And says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to shoot you out of the Gezerah. And in the month of Kislev, Hashem will shoot you out of the Gezerah. It means the file that you have over there, on the file cabinet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows what it says over there. And it says, now maybe Hashem wrote to you a few years ago that you have to be bitten by a Scorpio. And this is the month of Cheshvan. It's called Mar Cheshvan. But Hashem gave you opportunity to do teshuvah, says the Gemara. And Kislev is the time that if a person does teshuvah, Hashem exempts him. So all the difficulties a person has, it doesn't mean that those difficulties that he has is from now, can be from years before. But Kislev is the time to be exempt from all the gezeirot, from all the decrees. As it says in the Gemara, one place. Another place, it says in the Gemara like this, look. It says, Moshe opened the Mishkan, that's what we read on Monday, it says, "V'yom Arishon Nikriv Et Korbano." Nachshon Ben Aminadav jumped into the water, the first one. It says the Gemara, you know what it says over here? I'll tell you what it says. It says that when Moshe opened the Mishkan, this was a forgiveness for the golden calf. So, forgiveness means, says the Gemara, that Hashem gives you a new chance. It doesn't look in your file, and it doesn't it doesn't want to remember what you did. Says the Gemara, so what does it mean? Gemara says it means like this. Actually, Moshe opened the Mishkan, did the Mizbeach, the altar in the desert. So the altar, says the Gemara, was a symbol of forgiveness, because actually in Yerushalayim, the place of the altar is the same place that Hashem took some soil and made mankind. That's the same place Adam HaRishon sacrificed in kind of heaven, and Noach and Abraham did Akedat Yitzchak over there. And that is the symbol that Hashem forgives you. Says the Gemara, look, Hanukkah, it's true, you think oil. Hanukkah is called Hanukkah because Hanukkah is Mishkan. It says Zot Hanukkah is Mizbeach. It says Zot Hanukkah. This is the last day of Hanukkah. We can read in the Torah. This is the Hanukkah of the Mishkan of the Mizbeach. It means Zot Hanukkah is Mishkan. The main thing is altar, that you need the kapara for the golden calf. But the kapara was so great and so big, since we gave so much donations in 3 days. Moshe finished the Mishkan on Kislev. So it's not coincident, because it's Kislev, this is the month of Teshuvah, repentant. Because Hashem designated this on creation already. Hashem said, Kislev, you're coming out of Gehenom, the scorpion will not bite you. So Hashem made it on purpose, that Hashem gave the tablets to Moshe on Yom Kippur, that Moshe would come down and would announce, anybody wants to give the nation? And you see, everybody's going to run to give the nation. It means that you love Hashem. This is the forgiveness of the golden calf, that you said the golden calf is our God. And it says, no, if he gave so much, Moshe will answer. Listen, don't bring too much. So Hashem says, oh, fine, very good. Now, 1, 2, 3, the Mishkan is going to be finished. On Kislev, on so-called the day is going to become Hanukkah. But you know what it means. It means this date of Hanukkah, that Moshe, so-called, Am Yisrael finished the Mishkan, we go back to creation. Zot Hanukkah Tam Mizbeach. It says when Moshe opened the Mishkan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, says the Gemara that Barishon Bechad Lachodesh Ukama Mishkan, the Torah says Barishon, on the first of the first month is Nisan. Bechad Lachodesh on the first day. Was it Sunday? The Gemara says, was it Sunday? And it says, Moshe opened the Mishkan. It says, What happened? And it says, it means we go back to the first day of creation. That's how much you go back. So what happened in the first communication? Hashem said, Kislev, this is the month that Hashem gets everybody out of his decrees, of his problems. Says the Gemara, now you understand the concept of Hanukkah. So what says Hanukkah? It's true. We found the pitcher for it. The pitcher for it was a sign of something else. Soon we see what the sign of. But the purpose of Hanukkah is not the oil. It's not, you have to remember that the miracle. But this, Hashem would not have made the miracle, but this the Maccabim, the Chachmonim would not have told us this in the cup, Hanukkah, and sell you clothing, simply for what, for the picture? And I make a picture of menorah, and I put it on the wall, and I forget about it. I have to light it. The Gemara says, the secret of Hanukkah is the Chachmonim, the first thing they came, they fixed the altar. And I says, what do you do exactly? What I'm doing now, that Hanukkah is Rosh Hashanah. It says, likewise, the Gemara says, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Moshe opened the Mishkan, was like Rosh Hashanah. It says, the Kapara went all the way back to the first day of creation. It says, Hanukkah, Hashem made it this way, that the Mishkan is going to be finished at Hanukkah, and therefore Hashem said, okay, Moshe, don't put it up now. I'm going to pay Hanukkah. What do you mean pay Hanukkah? Hashem says to pay Hanukkah. What it means is likewise, when Moshe opened the Mishkan, was Rosh Hashanah, it says the Teshuvah was accepted by Kadosh Baruch Hu so much, that Hashem said, you know what? You put the altar. I said, the altar in the Mishkan is like the place that I took soil and created mankind before the Moshe ate from the tree. And it says, you are in the same state right now. By the way, says the Gemara, Hanukkah is the same thing. Because actually Moshe Rabbeinu finished the Mishkan on Hanukkah. Hashem told him, don't open the Mishkan on Hanukkah. Hashem said, I'm going to pay back. You're going to pay back what? Pay back what the Gemara says, what Hashem told this entity on creation. And it says, I'm going to make Kislev. Kislev, this is the month, the best month of the year. And it says, Kislev is the time that you get out of all your decrees in the past. Therefore, it says, now you understand what Zot Hanukkah is coming up. It's so powerful next week. Monday is so powerful. What's the power of that one? This is the power that after 8 nights, we read the menorah, we told the Kadosh Baruch Hu something else. Not remember the oil. So Hashem made it for a reason with the oil. So you go, Marah, Sacham says, so what is it all about? What's it all about? The Marah says, okay, what happened? It says, it's a war all the time in Shamayim. Between darkness and light, all the time. And Olam HaZeh, the Gemara says, it looks like a Choshech. And Olam HaBa is light. Hashem created this world for the purpose of Olam HaBa. But Hashem, with His wisdom, decided it's going to be darkness. But eventually, it's going to be light. And Hashem made the light the first of creation. So Hashem made the light of creation. You know what it is. I says, this is the light of Teshuvah. This is the light of the Torah. The Gemara says, I tell you what it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He created this world, He knew what's going to happen. Barati Yetzirah, Barati Torah Tavlin. Hashem said, I created the Yetzirah, yeah. But I created the Torah in order for a person to survive the decrees. So what did Hashem do? How is going to survive? The Gemara says, Hashem puts a certain light in the Torah. And that light goes in the person's head. And the person, when he does something that's not 100%, is because the light, somebody turned off the light that he has in his brain. The brain works with energy. That energy is a light. That light was created by Kadosh Baruch Hu the first day. Before creation, Hashem created the concept of Teshuvah. Hashem created this special light that eventually is going to penetrate the man's head and he will regret. And he will understand how to control himself, not to lose himself. Our problem, the Gemara says, is we have lack of light. The Gemara says, actually, that's the Ivanim, what they did, Yechshichu Enehem Shel Yisrael. I says, what the Greeks did to us, they just made our eyes black, dark. What it means? I says, you don't know, Atchim Yom Belayla. This is the bracha we say in the morning. I said, Chachamim made us bracha. Oh, Chatash Mulam, Shisan Melchoram, Chatel Tzavi Bina, Chachamim Lala. Hashem gave it. Rooster, person, to know this between day and night. What are you trying to say? What do you mean? Well, I see. What do you mean? No. They mean that light. Light means that I have in my head the light that I know what's right, what's wrong. It's called Chatel Tzavi Bina. That's the bracha, Chachamim said. Hanukkah, Hashem showed us that He really, what He did, He reinstated the light of the people. Our tshuva on Kislev was accepted, even though almost all of Israel became Greeks with Yavnim. Then everybody tshuva on Kislev. And Kislev is the month that Hashem forgives everybody. Now, how did Hashem forgive you? Maybe He didn't. And he says, I'll tell you what Hashem did. Hashem did. Hashem made sure that on the Mount of Kislev we're going to find a pitcher. And then pitcher is for the light of the menorah. And Hashem is going to make a miracle in the menorah to tell you that Yeshua was accepted. That this was Rosh Hashanah for you. And Hashem canceled all the decrees. So it's not the miracle of the pitcher that we're celebrating. Because in Beit HaMikdash there were a lot of miracles. But happened to be on Kislev that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made on purpose that we should have a miracle with the light of the menorah is to tell you that light of the menorah, this is the first light of creation, this is the light of repentance. This is the light of Teshuvah. This is the light that Hashem forgives you. Which is, that's called Zot Hanukkah. Zot Hanukkah means something else. As Hashem wants to cancel. That he says, expect Mashiach. Sape le'orosh el Mashiach. Mashiach is a light. He says, that light is the first light. That light is only to tell us how much Hashem expected us to do Teshuvah. That's all. And that Teshuvah is needed for us to get the light. That Teshuvah is going to put us back on the first Rosh Hashanah. It means you go back, reverse, all the way to the first Rosh Hashanah. That's the Gemara. That's the power. That's the power of Kislev. That's why he says it's the best month of the year, Kislev. I says there's no coincidence, you know, the heavy at Kislev, the Babich, the Rebbe came out. It happened on Kislev because it had to be on Kislev. Because this is the month of miracles. I says the month that Hashem showed you that you get out of your problems. So the Babich Rebbe, Batanya, went out of jail. I says it's not the first one that something like this happened to him. And on the day they celebrated Kislev, the miracles before that, a few hundred years before, miracles also. Because this the month of Kislev, this is the best month of the year. And that's what the Rambam gives a compliment. He says, it's about Hanukkah. Chabivad me'od. It's very dear. I says, excuse me, Rambam. You're not allowed to give compliments to any mitzvah. He says, this is the mitzvah, this is the goal of universe. It means like Rosh Hashanah. He says, you have to be so-called extra high. To beautify that mitzvah. It's sell you clothing. It's not because I need you to light menorah. Because lighting the menorah, it means you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need the light. I need the light in my head. I says that light came when the Chashmonaim completed the Mishkan Bet HaMikdash. It's the same light that was when Moshe opened the Mishkan. It's the same light that was the Shlomo opened Bet HaMikdash. This is the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what it means is that Hashem is back. It means that Hashem loves us so much and He came back with His own light to tell us the purpose of creation is the light. Yo, let's see. So that's how He says it. Zot Chanukah is a very powerful day to expect Mashiach on that night, on the day. Wait for the light of Mashiach. That's why. Because Kislev is the time that you go back all the way to creation before Adam Rishon even ate from the tree. So the Kaddish Baruch Hu Yazor will be able to achieve it.